KJBLN. Now, how did I know to call him on DMR? Okay. You can turn him back on. He heard us. All right. Good evening, folks. KB3MXM here. We're going to continue to let some stations log in. Let's give it about another minute or so. We'll be with you in just a sec. KB3MXM. Is that K3DO? Oh, I'm not sure.
W3 Juliet Papa here, copy.
Got you loud and clear. So John noted, no Roger beeps, please. We appreciate that. All right, my name is Marty. You have come here for the Maryland, D.C. section EchoLinkNet. My call sign is KB3MXM.
Welcome to the K3ORB EchoLink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
Yeah, that's just a reminder that we all like to be in OC right now. Okay, very good. We got Ocean City, and we got Frederick, repeater. Who else we have? Scott. Thank you, Scott. We've got his system on here. And let's see. Do we have KA2JAI? Very good. All right. We're going to go ahead and get started. Thank you all for joining. Just want to listen to the local repeater. Stand by. Oh, sounds good. All right. Good. Good way to check your EchoLink. It's just bring up a local repeater. And the repeater I brought up was Frederick. And boy, it is just booming in here. Okay, folks, thank you for joining us this evening. I'm going to try to get through the list pretty quick of what's going on. I did put some things in the window already, and I'll read through them here. So we will all be informed about what's going on in the section. Stand by just a moment. Give me just a second. I'm looking for the TMARC report. Hang on. All right. Very good. All right. So any of you who have been here before, I'm going to do the same thing I've done in the past. We're going to go through some of the items for the section, what's going on, what might be very interesting to some of you, and you might be interested in participating. I'll read some stuff, and then we'll check in some stations, and then we'll start working on some of our repeaters, the repeaters that are LinkedIn, if the operator, the repeater owner operator is there, they usually call stations. I'll put them on the log sheet, and then they'll call their stations to give, any words, and then we'll move to the next repeater. And that's how we'll go through and do this tonight. Okay? All right. So we got a couple of folks on here I want to recognize. Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf, Chris, the MBC section, assistant section manager. We've got WB3KAS. I know I saw him on here earlier. Oh, there he is right there. Jim, he's the Maryland DC Section Emergency Coordinator. I see some Skywarn folks on here. I really appreciate you guys joining us. I see some ECs on here, and that's really good. And oh, and there's Jim from the Atlantic Division, WI3N. I'll go to him first, and then we'll start going through the list here. So sit back, you know, turn up the volume, and what did Tom Snyder say? Watch the pictures fly through the air. All right, we'll be right back, taking a quick break. KB3MXM. All right, folks, here we go. So you're listening to the Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net on the third Friday of every month, starting at 8 p.m. And I am KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm your Maryland DC Section Manager. We're going to have lots of fun tonight because we've got quite a few people on here and some repeaters linked in, so I'm hoping a good showing. And let me go ahead and get started. What I'd like to do is I'd like to start planning on a complement Zoom session. In other words, have a Zoom session so if you want to share your station or yourself, we won't be talking on Zoom. It'll be just a Brady screen. I haven't gotten it all together yet. I was hoping to have it together already, but I don't. And have a Zoom session. You can log into Zoom session, you know, throw your station up there, throw yourself up there, whatever your favorite location or beverage or whatever you like to put on there. And everybody can see it, and everybody will be here too. So mixing some technologies together here, see how it works. And by having the EchoLink going, we can chit-chat about how well the Zoom is going. So there's another topic. All right, what's coming up? The Winter Field Day is coming up on the 29th of January. Several groups have already posted their location on the Winter Field Day website. They have a locator on there, so you can go to the Winter Field Day website. And I know the Worcester group's going to do it, so check around your area. There might be some Winter Field Day sites set up. Break. Try that again. The extra class started. Roland, he goes by Roll. K3RA started his extra class this past Thursday. If you've never been or you've never participated in a rolling class, it's 3 hours of intensity. 3 hours of intensity. But he's doing it on Zoom, and I'm thrilled to report that he had over 545 registrations come in. Of course, he has a limit on his Zoom, but some of them are on the waiting list. So the extra class has started, so we're going to have some extra soon. 11 weeks, once a week, 3 hours on Thursday. Break. Let me see. We have Chris here. Do we have W3YBQ? I don't see him. Okay. All right. And on Thursday evenings on DMR, on Talk Group 3124, early check-ins at 7:30, net starts at 8 o'clock. And it's a great group. You know, they have over 40 people check in. They do it in two sessions, first one and then the 70 for three round. And you can find out more information if you look for Del Marva DMR. All one word, Del, D-E-L, Mar, M-A-R-V-A, DMR.com. You'll find everything you need to know about this net. And it even has pretty pictures to show you the coverage of the repeaters. So Thursday evening, 3124 DMR net. All right, stand by. So we are waiting for that is myself and others. The Maryland General Assembly started, and we're very hopeful that the new amateur radio bill will be coming through. The process is it has to go through a first reading. Once it gets through the first reading, it'll be assigned a number, and it'll be posted, and we can all see it. And this bill, like very much like, if not identical to last year, is to give reasonable accommodations to amateur radio to affix a proper antenna most of the time to outside, reasonable antenna to be able to use your amateur radio equipment. Now, this doesn't mean you're going to get, you're not going to get a Wyndham antenna anchored to your balcony. Okay, I mean, Wyndham's are long, and your property might not be that long. It does provide guidance to those organizations that have been asked to give permission for amateur radio operators to have outside antennas. Now, here's an interesting thing. I didn't realize this until just recently, Brake. Some OHAs are putting in their document is there cannot be any antenna outside of the building that transmits electromagnetic EM waves, electromagnetic waves. Okay, I'll let that sink in for a second. I'm going to take a break. Let that sink in. So if you have any Wi-Fi outside your house, Wi-Fi cameras, maybe you have a weather station, I mean, those transmit electromagnetic waves. So you can see where the guidance is poor. And so having the state adopt the same, if not better, guidance than what is already in place with the FCC, then there will be guidance between the FCC and between communities. But that means you have to be good partners. You have to be good custodians. You have to be informative, okay, without being ridiculous. You have to be informative, and you have to be accurate. That's the most important thing. Be accurate. Read the information before you start telling people what it really says, and share it with them. Let's be transparent about this, and we will get there. Okay, I'm putting together a coalition. Break. And Scott's backing me up on the text page because I'm not reading that right now. Putting together a coalition of individuals who have shown interest in supporting me and the section in this bill. And what that means is there's a lot of things to do, a lot of things to do. I think the primary thing to remember, hang on a second, the most important thing to remember is there's one way of creating sufficient public support for any sort of legislative or laws that are going to be beneficial, okay? And that is obtaining letters, written documents, support for the hams or from hams and other organization leadership. That might be your emergency service partners, served agencies. Of course, we have those that are like ARES, RACES, CERT, Skywarn, those agencies too. Your local police chief, your EMS director, your fire chief, and other individuals that understand and recognize the importance of amateur radio in both disasters and to support the community. And you have individuals within your clubs and your community that can help you craft these documents and get them into the hands of those representatives and get them back. And we can have a treasure trove of information that we can share with our lawmakers. Okay, enough on that. I hope all of you will find a way to participate. And if you're interested in helping helping the section directly, let me know. All right. Okay, and if you're ready to take a test, tomorrow is your day. Rosedale, Maryland, Aero Club on the 22nd. You can find information on the league website under exams. You put in the area you're looking for. It gives you a list. You click on read more. It tells you where it's at, what time it is, and what you have to do. Remember to bring proper identification. There are rules that need to be followed by the VECs, by the VEC. You have to bring the proper documentation. Don't have it, you don't test, okay? I'm not going to tell you what to bring because I'm sure you can all find it, okay? Okay, break. All right, let's see where we're at. 3 minutes, and then we'll start talking stations. To the south of us this evening, the Carolinas are getting winter weather. We are just getting bitterly cold weather up here, but they're getting winter. They're getting the hodgepodge. They're getting ice, snow, sleet, rain. They're getting everything like we did the last time. Speaking of which, if you're not working that day, or maybe you are, But if you're able to monitor your local repeater, it might be helpful because someone might need some support. They might need a traffic report or weather report or report a situation that would be valuable to a third agency or law enforcement or fire and police. So monitor your 2-meter radio frequencies, your 440s. Very, very important. Show participation. That's the most important thing. Great. All right. I'm going to leave the hospital stuff and the area stuff to Jim. I don't see. Oh, there he is, Father Al. Okay, he's going to take care of the section of traffic. We've got Chris. Chris, I'll ask you if there's anything new from the clubs and how and why they should be communicating with you. And then we'll go to one of our Skywarn representatives or several Skywarns. Yeah, I see at least one, maybe two. But we're first going to do a repeater, okay? We're going to check in with a repeater. And if the owner-operator or someone on the repeater can call stations, the first one we're going to take care of is W3FDK. That's W3 Fox Delta Kilo. If you're listening on the repeater, 14673. If you're looking in your EchoLink box, you can see that you can find them in there. They even list their PL tone. Okay, W3FDK. Oh, it says in conference now, but their PL tone was listed. All right, let's go to W3FDK for any additional stations.
All right, thank you, Marty, KB3MXN. This is KB3 Echo Oscar Foxtrot, Sandy in Middletown. Do we have any check-ins for the MDC section F for the the W3FDK repeater? Please check in now.
And 3RO. November 9, Echo, Bravo, Juliet.
W3, NCS. November 3, Bravo. W3,
Juliet, Papa. All right, thank you very much. I got N3RO, WA3HTN, N9EBJ, W3NPF, N3LSB, W3JP. We'll start with Rick, and you can pass it down or pass it back to me. So go ahead, Rick. N3RO, KB3EOF.
Okay, Sandy, thank you. This is N3RO, Skywarn Coordinator, Net Manager for Frederick County, and I'll do a Skywarn update for Frederick County. We are continuing to have our weekly weather nets at 7:30 on the Frederick Repeater every Thursday evening, I am working in a group with the National Weather Service and our Skywarn leadership to revise the scripts to actually call a formal net during Skywarn alerts from the National Weather Service. I've been doing that here in Frederick County for a couple of years now, and I put a Skywarn team in touch with the 147-300 ownership, and they have come to an agreement that the nets will be allowed on the 147-300 repeater. So we are writing the scripts for them to use to call a formal Skywarn net. As everyone probably knows, it's not been a net activation. It's been reading the Skywarn script warnings and taking only reports of severe weather, which usually is not occurring. So that will be a change for 2022 on the 147-300 repeater. And in the script rewrites, I'm actually making a few updates to the scripts I use here in Frederick County for our nets. And I have implemented NetLogger as part of the Skywarn and weekly weather nets now, and it's really useful for managing a Skywarn or weather net because it instantly shows you as the stations log in their exact location, which is extremely useful during a Skywarn net. With that, back to net control. Sandy, you take it. I didn't write down who followed me. N3RO. Out.
Okay, thank you, Rick. WA3HTN, I believe. Go ahead. Alright, pass down to Sean, N9EBJ, KB3EOF.
KB3EOF in the net, N9EBJ. Not too many comments for the net tonight. I'm just going to listen, and this is my first one of these nets, so I'm going to listen and learn. N9EBJ.
All right. Next was W3NPF, I believe. Give us a correction if incorrect. KB3EOF. Catch most of that. Maybe try EchoLink next time. All right, down to Dave, N3LSB, KB3EOF.
KB3EOF, N3LSB in the group. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Maryland BC section. And just wanted to throw a thank you out to the Anne Arundel County Amateur Radio Club for running the Maryland QSO party. I got a surprise in the mail on Saturday, and so I guess what I'm trying to say is if you don't participate, or if you do participate, send in your log. You might actually get something from it. $3 feedback to that control.
All right, thank you, Dave. Down to Luke, W3JP. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Good in everybody's comments. I was about ready to sign off here. Let's say 73 to everybody, and really enjoying listening to the comments here on the net. And thank you, Sandy, for running the net here in Frederick. And I've been pretty heavily involved, and maybe some of you will be interested in watching skywatchers.net. It's called Skywatch TV on the social network. Pretty fascinating. Anyway, back to you, Sandy, KB3EOF, W3JP.
All right, that's the end of our list. Thank you, everybody. Back to Marty, KB3MXM, KB3EOF.
All right, let's go to KA2JAI. Do we have somebody on the KA2JAI repeater that would like to check in stations? Go ahead.
All right, let me do a sound check. Can you hear me now?
All right, Marty, I'm looking. You have KN6RWD and KC3QVG connected to the KA2JAI repeater, KP3JQ.
All right, it wasn't ready to copy that down, but we'll go ahead and take any stations that are connected to the KA2JAI. Your call signs, please.
KA2JAI, operator error.
KN6RWD.
KC3QVG.
KV3KWT, no comments.
K3YLW, no comments.
KN6RWD, no comment.
All right, very good. KA2JAI, KM6RWD, KC3QVG, KV3KWT, no comments, and K3YLW. I think that's a K3. All right. We'll make a correction if we have to, but let's go to KA2JAI. Mr. Operator Area. Go ahead. Your comment, sir.
Sorry about that, Marty. We had started a simplex test out from the EOC late last year. We completed that this month to get a little better idea what our simplex range is from the stations at the EOC out to our members. And I also wanted to mention that we have coming up on February 1st, that's our first Tuesday HF net. It's on 80 meters, and everyone's welcome to participate if you have 80 meter ability. We do single sideband, we do digital, and please feel free to check in if you like. KA2JAI@ARRL.net. If you drop an email there, you can get more information if you need it. Back to you, Marty.
All right, Mike. Very good. Do you want to share the frequency in 80 meters with us, or would you rather have him contact you?
Oh, bear with me for just 5 seconds. I will give you the frequency. It is 3820 for single sideband, and then we go to 3585 for some NDEMS. And those frequencies may vary a little bit depending on what we find when we get there. KA2JAI.
All right, very good. So it's 3820, 3585, plus or minus for QRN, 80 meter privileges. That would be generals and up. If you don't have a general ticket, go Saturday, get your exam done so you can. All right, let's go to KM6RWD. Your turn, sir.
KM6RWD is entirely new at this, and just listening at this point in time. I'm also new as an operator and therefore unaccustomed to this particular net. KN6RWD, back to you.
All right. Well, you got me convinced. My call is KV3MXM. My name is Marty, and I'm the Maryland DC section manager, and you have an invitation to come join us anytime on the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. Please come and join us again. All right, we're going to take two more, and then we're going to go to some of our representatives here on the list. Let's take KC3. Wait a minute, that sounds familiar. KC3QVG. Wait a second. Yeah, I know who that is. Hey, Gary, go ahead.
Hey, Marty, a long time no speak. Nothing really to report except a shout-out to you. I ran into Marty on the 650 Ellicott City GMRS repeater late today, so I can hit it from Cape St. Clair and near Annapolis. But that's all I got, just 73, and hope everyone has a great evening. Thanks a lot. Back to net.
There you go, another band. So I have my GMRS license. I got it, almost a year ago. Maybe a little less. Got a radio, having a blast with it. It's UHF, and there are repeaters. So once you get your GMRS call sign and you set up your radio, there's a repeater in Towson, which is really good for me, and one in Columbia. So another way. And with these new GMRS radios, they also have FRS frequencies. So if you happen to be called to support the community and you need to be talking on FRS because your served agency is using the FRS camping radios, if you buy one of these, if you buy a radio, it might have the FRS and GMSR frequencies in it. Okay, let's move on to, Paul doesn't have any comments and YLW doesn't have any comments. All right, we're going to take a break real quick. Let's see, 35, KB3MXM for ID. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC section EchoLink net on the WB3 GXW repeater system. Okay. And then we're going to take some check-ins. The first one I'm going to take is a Jim WI3N. There he is right there. Jim, I'm going to take a quick standby and you'll be first up as soon as I call you. And on key. All right, I think that should be long enough. WI3N, Jim, go ahead.
Okay, Marty, thank you very much. And just a couple of quick comments. One, our Atlantic Division Director Tom is at his many meetings with the directors and committees, et cetera, and working hard at that. I would also mention that when we did the, tried to get the Homeowners Association bill through several years ago. One thing I would mention that might help is hopefully they'll still do it, but we did get from the ARRL the members, I believe we had the members in a email list by district. So that was very helpful to send things out with, tell them, who their person of contact is, et cetera, and that kind of thing. So, and we did have a very good Very good exercise there a couple weeks ago, and I see WB3KAS on, so he'll talk about that. Back to net, WI3M.
All right, very good, Jim. Thank you very much. You know, we've had some real good, let's see, I do not see Steve on here. So we've had some good good interaction across the sections here within the Atlantic Division, actually in the Roanoke Division too, which is to the south of us here. But with Aries Matt's very popular. They just had a meeting. Unfortunately, I missed it. Couldn't make it. Aries Matt, if you are interested in emergency communications and community support, you can be an Aries member by just filling out an application and sending it in, and by way of Jim or I, Jim, not this Jim, but WB3KS or myself, through your emergency coordinator, your Aries coordinator, your club, plenty of people to help you get it sent in. Because although amateur radio is a hobby, MCOM is not. When you're needed, you're needed, and you need to be there. And training is not to learn something new. Training is to understand what everyone else is doing. Think about that for a minute. You didn't know anything about amateur radio when you started. You might have known very little about all of the acronyms and terminology, but now, as you're an amateur radio operator, those things are easy to understand, and easy to understand so you can use them correctly. So training is so you understand, and in that way, you will also gain knowledge. All right, let's take a break here, and then right after I take a break, we're going to go to Chris, Alpha Bravo Whiskey Golf, and then we're going to go to the SEC, and then the section traffic coordinator. So we're going to go to Chris, then Jim, then Father Al. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, good evening, Marty, and everyone on the conference tonight. Two quick things. I want to mention, some of you may be familiar with ARRL Field Services Manager, Mike Walters. He set up an email reflector for the affiliated club coordinators, of which I am one of them. And it's been really helpful to be able to speak with other affiliated club coordinators in the country regarding what they're doing with their clubs. So that's really been helpful for me. Also, the league has hired a director of emergency management. This is a very high-profile position. That individual will be responsible for MCOM, National Traffic System, and some other areas as well. So it'll be interesting to follow that position as it develops. That should be all for me, AB3WG.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris. Lots of work Chris does for the section, so we really appreciate all his hard work. All right, let's go to WB3KAS. Jim, our SEC.
Very good evening, Marty. This is WB3KAS, Section Community Coordinator. We're very, very busy. I'll go down the calendar real quick. Here we start off with, we had a monthly meeting on Monday, and the subject matter was WinLink only. If you're not interested, if you are interested in that, want to know what that is, that's sending traffic all over the world without being on the internet. Very, very interesting concept. So we're learning all about it. We had a presentation. I have a small group of about six of us around the section that you're going to team up and learn all about it. Then we go to HFNet. Ronda's going to talk about that in a minute. We had the hospital drill. I'm going to pick that one up real quick. We had an interesting hospital drill. What I'm going to talk about is Sean, N9, Echo Bravo Juliet, who checked in tonight. 1 year ago, last year, he was on VHF. A year later, he was on HF on the exact same day, January 20th, 1 year later. So that was pretty cool. Rhonda's going to talk about the hospital program when she's on the radio. So back to net. This is WB3KAS.
All right, very good. Wanda, we'll get to you in just a moment. I'm going to go to Oh, I don't know why I put it. Okay, we're going to go to W3YVQ for a summary of what's happening in the section traffic.
Good evening, all. I hope that's enough time for all the repeaters to get happy. W3YVQ, section traffic manager. Good evening, all. Glad to see so many folks here from various disparate services here in the section and new hands, etc. Welcome. And one of the techniques that we use in the NTS every day is the this is method. Whenever you're amongst a heap of other amateurs on a network or a repeater or a Zoom conference or wherever you might be, using the this is method means saying this is and then letting go of the push-to-talk switch for a moment to see if the channel is free. And if it continues to be free, you probably have control of it. And then you can send your call sign to check in and list traffic or whatever is customary on your network. So the this is method you will not find here or here widely used on some of the practice nets running in the section other than the NTS nets. But we run practice nets in the NTS daily, and all are welcome. I'll mention the nets again before I finish up break. One of the things that newcomers wonder about is what do we do in the NTS? Well, certainly we send formal record written message traffic for served agencies and the public in radiogram form or agency form, including ICS forms that are the current rage in the interoffice memo community in the federal government and elsewhere. And one of the techniques of transmitting that beyond digital is on voice, and voice protocols are important. If I, for example, said to you, KC30ILWV, you may not have had time to conceive of the words that I said or understand what they meant, much less get them written down. But on the other hand, if you learn NTS procedures and you had said Kilo Charlie 3 0 India Lima Uniform Victor, you could have transcribed that perfectly and also put aside your assumption that it was call sign, which it was not. Another fun thing you can ask your neighboring ham about is ask him whether or not he's going to be on the net with you next time it comes on, and if he says Roger, ask him the question again, because all he has told you by saying Roger is received and understood. The answer for yes is surprisingly yes, or affirmative, or confirm if you're a traffic handler and someone's asking you to confirm a group that's been sent. And no or negative means no or negative. Amazing, isn't it? But there's a big difference between Roger and yes or affirmative, or Charlie, which is another way of saying yes on voice, which is also a way we say it on CW, with the letter C as in Charlie. And as chairman of the NTS Winlink Committee nationwide in 2004, after the ARIESCOM committee recommended the use of Winlink, we're very proud to say there has been a serious deployment effort nationwide to provide Winlink services at all levels of ARIES and NTS and other uses within the amateur radio community to be able to send messaging in the email format, just like you do on the internet, but over radio. And that Winlink 2000 system has the same general format, a two-line with multiple addressees possible or allowed, a copies line, a subject line, a text body, and a means of attaching a binary file, such as a small GIF or JPEG image if necessary, and you can post that through radio to stations anywhere in the country on a global network which has one common domain for everyone. And that's a very powerful resource for ARIES, because you can reach Winlink resources to send mail to anyone in the country from anywhere in the United States currently, and most of the possessions in Alaska and Hawaii as well. So it's a very powerful resource, and we're very pleased that the ARL Board of Directors blessed the recommendations that we made and has continued to support our deployment nationwide. 7-3 to all you, now beginning to see there are a large number of facets on this jewel of amateur radio. Try them out and enjoy them. 73W3YVT.
All right, very good. Thank you, Father Al. And if you want to know why we call him Father Al, well, you'll just have to ask him sometime on the air in CW. Okay, so the nets, you have several nets. You've got the local traffic nets. We're going to get to Sam here in just a moment. But you have the local traffic net. Here it's up my way. It's 145.33 on the Shawsville repeater, 6:30 every evening. It's got great coverage. On the HS side, you've got 3820 for the Maryland Emergency Phone Net. There's nets before that, but I'm just going to mention these. And then you've got MDD net afterwards, a CW net, a traffic handling net with those liaisons. And there's a whole bunch of other information about traffic nets. You can find it on the Internet, or you can ask one of your traffic net representatives. Now we're going to go to Sam, who is the Baltimore Traffic Net Manager. Sam, I think I have you on the list here. I'm sure that I saw your name. N3NTS W3. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, right here. W3NTS. Sam, go right ahead. All right, hello, Sam. Let's go to, We already talked to Ron. Let's go to Kurt. WA3TOY, another Skywarn representative. Go ahead.
Good evening, Marty, and everyone. With your permission, Marty, I would like to read the calendar of upcoming classes. Over.
Affirmative. Go ahead.
Thank you. All righty. Upcoming Skywarn classes. These classes are free and open to the public. We have four basic classes coming up over the course of the next couple of months. We have on Monday, this coming Monday, the 24th, a basic class hosted by Carroll County, Maryland. It's an online class. On Wednesday, February 16th, we have a basic class. Correction, the first one I said is sponsored by Cecil County, not Carroll County. The second one is on February 16th, is sponsored by Carroll County. The third basic class is going to be on February 24th, sponsored by Spotsylvania County, Virginia. And the fourth class is going to be on Tuesday, May the 8th. Correction, March the 8th. And that's sponsored by Rockingham County, Virginia. You can participate in any of these classes. You don't have to live in that particular jurisdiction to take the classes. They're all being coordinated through the Sterling National Weather Service. And to sign up for the classes, go to www.weather.gov, that's Golf Oscar Victor, /Lima Whiskey X-Ray/Skywarn. And you'll see the calendar of these classes and the links that you can click to sign up for the classes. Further classes will be scheduled through winter and spring. Online basic Skywarn classes are open to all of the general public. All righty, Marty. With that, if we get any of that white stuff tonight, be careful if you have to go out in the morning in it. And with that, back to you. KB3MXM, WA3TOY.
All right, we're going to let the repeaters reset, and when we come back, it's going to be KA3AHI, Wanda. But before I leave you for just a moment, I'm going to say KB3MXM, and you're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Second Echolink Net. We've got a big group here, folks. Don't leave. I know, just don't hang on. Oh, look, Liz is here from DC. She is the DC EC. I like the way that sounds. All right, hang on. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KB3MXM. Okay, And let me just add one thing to Kurt's comment. Now, you may be listening to this via some link very far away. You know, you might not actually be in Maryland. You might be in Western Maryland. You might be in Ocean City. You might be in Cecil County. Keep this in mind that the Skywarn classes, you know, being locally taught out of Sterling, you know, their methods in doing that is to give you the basics of understanding and observing weather and reporting weather, okay? You know, I remember not very long ago, well, maybe a long time ago, how do you know, my pilot instructor told me, how do you know if it's safe to fly? Now, I don't know if any of you have been pilots, but there's one way of absolutely making sure that it's safe to fly. Here's how you do it. You take an empty styrofoam coffee cup that you find in the lounge, in the pilot's lounge of the local airport. You walk out on the tarmac and you set that cup, open end up, on the hood, I should say the cowling, that's what it's called, of the engine. And you walk back into the lounge and you look out. And here's what it has to be. These are the things you have to have to know it's safe to fly. You have to be able to see the cup. Because if it's so foggy you can't see it or it's stormy, it's not safe. If the cup isn't there anymore and it's blown down the runway somewhere, it's too windy. If the cup is filled up with water, it's raining too much. If it's filled up with ice or snow, it's too cold. Okay? And if it's filled up with cold coffee, you're cheating. Okay? So there you go. All right, let's go to KA3AHI, Miss Wanda, for our hospital net report. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening to you, Marty, and everybody that's checked into the net here tonight. This is KA3AHI. The name is Wanda, and I am fortunate enough to be the assistant section manager for the hospital program, working with Marty with that. We conducted our first monthly hospital drill on the 19th with Jean, OD3F, as head control operator for the hospital drill. This hospital drill meets Wednesday following the third Monday of each month. That's Wednesday following the third Monday of each month. On frequency 3820, the time starts at 7 p.m. And the next one will be held February the 23rd. And Marty, that's all that I have. Thank you very much for picking me up from KA3AHI.
All right, thank you, Wanda. And for those of you that are fortunate enough to have that HF radio sitting there, but you don't yet have your general license or you're not using it in that band, although technicians do have privileges in HF, by the way. Look at the band plan. I'm not lying. So listen to the net. You know, the great thing about it is if you've got the antenna, you got the antenna tuned properly, you should be able to hear them. You really should. All right, thank you, Wanda, very much. All right, now we're going to start down the list. I'm glad you're all hanging out with us long enough to do this. So I'm going to start at the top of my list, and we're going to start working our way down. I'm not sure if John is actually available. Oh, there's Alex. Okay, Alex, we'll get to you in just a moment. John, WB3GXW, are you on? And if you are, what... the upcoming bulletins for the weekend, please.
KB3MXM, this is WB3GXW. Hello, Marty. Good evening to you in the net. On January 4th, I suffered a commutated fracture of my left lower leg, and I had surgery on the 12th, and I cannot walk yet, cannot put any weight on it. And I cannot go up and down steps. And that's a problem. Without going up and down steps, I cannot tend to the bulletins. So I'm basically out of commission. If somebody wanted to put the bulletins into the conference server, that would be great. I would really appreciate that. But as far as me doing it, it's going to be several more weeks at least while I'm going through this recovery process. I've got an appointment follow-up. I got another follow-up next Friday and additional follow-ups and physical therapy. It ain't fun. Over.
All right. Very good, John. Well, you know, many of those bulletins are available online. It's a great resource. Thank you. And John is the section official bulletin station, OBS station. And I really appreciate you doing all that. And we want you to get better. You can share with us whatever your favorite dessert or food. And, you know, hams love to eat. So, you know, we can find a deli somewhere or a creamery or, you know, we can fatten you right up while you're on your, while you're sitting down doing nothing. But get well fast, get well soon, and be safe as much as you can. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. And any other last words, or not last, any final comments before you leave?
Okay, Marty. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll take whatever prayers I can get from the people here, and I'll talk to you later. It's pretty challenging here because major surgery on the leg, but at least it could have been worse. WB3GXW clear.
Indeed, it could have been. All right, let's go down the list, folks. Look, we're 1 minute after nine. Let's see if we can get through, talk to everybody. Let's go to KC3MDM, Mike Emmitsburg. All right, next on the list is K3DON, Mr. Don. All right, let's do John, N3 Alpha Kilo, N3AK. All right, let's go to Bob. Hello, Bob. I didn't mean to get on you there, buddy, but I figured you'd be listening on the talk group. K3RLW.
No problem there, Marty. I appreciate the notice. It was in my pocket, and I didn't realize I did it. My apologies to everyone. Anyway, thank you for reminding everybody about the Mid-Atlantic DMR Net every Thursday night. Everybody's welcome. It's a great way to get into DMR and make some new friends and learn some stuff. We start at 8 o'clock every Thursday, and we have early check-ins at 7:30 now. And it's on Maryland State Talk Group 3124. I'm one of the net control operators. That's why I'm bringing it up. So I enjoy it. I have a lot of fun meeting all the people and getting to talk to everybody. So other than that, things are going pretty good down here on the Eastern Shore, down in Trap. So hope everybody's having a good one. Stay safe and healthy. K3LW, back to that.
All right, very good. You know, check the delmarva.com site. Plenty of information there. And, you know, the hardest thing for me was the code plug. I had no idea what I was doing. And then I finally found one online, which wasn't really for my radio. And then I had to learn how to put it in the code plug properly. Made several mistakes. You hit the wrong button, it doesn't work. You hit the wrong button, it becomes a nuisance. It's like any sort of radio over IP. You do it the right way, nobody knows that you're using it. You do it the wrong way, everybody knows you're using it. Get help. If you need help, get help. Plenty of places to do it. By no means am I the expert, but and I'm not going to throw Bob under the bus, but he knows quite a bit. All right, let's go to Scott, KB3JQQ, who's been watching my 6 o'clock here. Yes, he has. I see plenty of stuff on it with a 10-meter net. Oh. You got to read the chat box, folks. I mean, Scott's doing a banner job down here. Go ahead, Scott.
All right. Things just kind of busy here, like a one-arm paper hanger, getting everything all collected together here. So, keeping the check-ins list up to date. If you've been checking, you'll see it's rather up to date. Been pulling all the links and repeaters that are connected. So, anyway, not going to keep it. KP3JQ.
Okay, Scott. Yeah, I see that. I see that. Thank you very much. All right. Let me go over to my list. I appreciate yours, but I've got mine sort of organized here. What I do is each time I call a station, I put a tab in front of their call sign that kind of moves them to the right, gets them out of the way. Let's go to K3 Delta Victor Golf on an iPhone. Go ahead.
Delta Victor Golf, stay there in Berlin, Ocean Pines. Nothing to report. Back to Met.
All right, very good. Is that race course still down there? I think there was a sulky track. Is that still down there in Ocean Pines?
Yes, that's correct. It's still here along with the casino.
Wow. on the beach, at the race course, or the casino. I really need to retire. Okay, thank you very much. Let's go to Stu, WI3J. All right, none there. Let's pick up a repeater. Let's see, is the OR, there it is, K3ORB. Do we have a station down there that can check stations in for me? I'd appreciate it. Anyone on the K3ORB?
Well, K3ORB is here, listening on the RF in Ocean City. And I'll listen for anyone here local on the K3ORB in Ocean City repeater. Sounds like no one local on the RF side. I'll throw it back to that, K3ORB.
All right, thank you for joining us this evening. And and participate. I really appreciate it. I really do. All right, let's go to let's pull out a couple more stations here. Let's go to Liz, K4LIZ.
Good evening, Marty and the net. A little bit of exciting news from the district. The HAC DC club received an ARDC grant at the end of last year, and we'll give you a little preview. We haven't done all the planning yet, but it covers three things. It'll be it covers our initiatives for new ham engagement and rebuilding Aries and upgrading our remote station, which is important because a lot of the folks involved in our club live in apartments or compromised situations and can't have an HF station at home. So we're just starting the planning process on that. I saw Phil, KC3HMY, is on the net. He's helping with some of the planning on that. And we'll have more updates as we get more into it. So K4LIZ, back to net.
All right, Liz, thank you. And what did you? Who did you say was on the net? Phil, give me his call sign again.
KC3HMY. Phil, you got to check in for the first time on the net here.
All right, very good. Go ahead, Bill. Are you on the net? KC3HMY. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. I am here. It's KC3HMY, Phil, in D.C. As Liz said, I've been helping out with some of the HAC D.C. planning. Coincidentally, I am here. I haven't been on this net in a very long time, and I am here because Liz sent out a reminder to our club reflector. So good evening to everyone, and hope everyone has a very nice and hopefully warm weekend. KC3HMY, back to net.
All right, Phil, thank you, and appreciate that, Liz, sending out the reminder. I've been so busy. My reminders have been going out rather late, but you know something? It's kind of interesting. I've looked at when I send out reminders for nets and participation. And we're so busy now, you know, with so many people that might be working remotely or working late. If I send out a reminder on Monday for a net on Thursday, it's a good possibility it gets buried. So I've been trying to send out last-minute reminders, meaning the same day or the day before. And that seems to be working. Or you can buy a calendar and put an X in that day and remind yourself, hey, I gotta remember to check onto the net. Check in the net. All right, let's go to Mike, N3FOL.
Okay, thank you, Marty. Good evening to everyone. This is the first time checking in the net, and it's listening to everybody. It sounds very interesting. I plan to not make this my last check-in. I plan to be as regular as I can. And, you know, hopefully I can learn from you guys. And, you know, thanks for what you do, Marty, and to everyone. And it'll say 7-3 to all. Back to net. N3FOL.
All right, very good. Just grabbing, making sure I'm not forgetting anybody on the net here. Let's see. Have I forgot any repeaters here? DXW, JQQ, ORB, JAI, FDK. Oh, there's a link on here. Oh, there's a link. Let's go to the link. K3KDX link. Are you still here? Want to check in? Go ahead.
Well, thank you for checking me in. This is Ken, K3KDX, up in North County. Just had some time tonight, so got the email and wanted to check in. And nothing for the net, but thanks for what you do, and I'll check back in some other times. K3KDX, thanks.
Hey, sure thing. And, you know, these nets, these Echolink nets, we've used them to, when the tornado went skipping across Maryland from Frederick to the Bay, the Windlink, I mean, Echolink was up, and stations were logging in and saying, hey, yeah, it's going by my house. Good place to be. Good place to be. All right, let's go to Jeff. Oh, Pam's there, too. I'm going to take you guys as a twofer. Let's do KB3SPH, and then Jeff, hand it over to Pam, KB3SWS.
Marty in the net, just to echo Wanda and the HF hospital net on 80 meters. The next one is on the 23rd of February. It's a Wednesday. And I am scheduled to be net control, so hope to have a large turnout. We are also looking for additional net controllers. So if you want to be in rotation, please let us know, and I'm sure we can fit you in. And over to Pam, KB3SWS. Pam, your turn.
Thank you, KB3SPH, and good evening, Marty, and everyone else on the net tonight. As Jim mentioned, we had a hospital drill earlier this month on January 6th, and Jeff and I did participate from our QTH. And I have recently started learning PSK31, so I was able to use that information to relay traffic during the drill with the new to me digital mode, and it worked. Back to net control, KB3SWS.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Jeff and Pam. Appreciate that update. And from Ken in North Country, thank you very much. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. You're listening to the Maryland DC section Echolink Net. We've only got I think we only got 5 or 6 people left. So hang in there. We're almost done, folks. We're almost done. So we'll take a break and let everything reset. We'll be right back. All right. Oh, I know you're surprised, aren't you? Let's go to Chris. K3DCR, Delta Charlie Romeo. Go ahead, Chris. All right, let's go to Chris. November 6th, Charlie Juliet Bravo.
Good evening, November 6th, Charlie Juliet Bravo. From Morningside, Maryland, moved here in the middle of the pandemic, so I'm going to be trying to get in more up to date with everything in the local ham world out here. The U.S. Postal Service is sending out up to 4 at-home COVID-19 tests per residential address. You can go sign up for that at special.usps, that's Uniform Sierra Papa Sierra, .com/test kits, one word, and I'll post that in the chat just for your FYI, and I hope everyone's staying safe during the middle of the pandemic. 7-3, back to net. November 6th, Charlie Juliet Bravo.
All right, very good. What county are you in? What Maryland county?
Prince George's County, I believe. I'm over by Andrews Air Force Base.
Over my backyard back here somewhere. Okay, nope, that's a different area. Okay, very much. Thank you, Chris. Let's go to Phil. Is that an O? That is an O. That's November Oscar 3, November. Go ahead. All right, nobody there. Let's go to Don. Hello, Don, N3FQC. And tell us something about the, did we do the Baltimore Traffic Net? No. If you got something about the Traffic Net, that would be great.
Okay, this is N3FQC, Assistant DC for Baltimore County, Baltimore City. And we did a simplex test of 90 meters last go-round, and it was interesting, and I'd say about it was two-thirds successful, and I'd say the other third were kind of antenna challenged. And so we're going to try next go-round to try maybe 40 meters, and maybe we'll get a higher number of people that are able to communicate with each other. But it shows that did have antennas good enough that it worked out pretty good. And with that, back party, KD3MXM and 3FDC.
This is the end.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Yeah, and Baltimore County, Baltimore City, Aries, you know, the thinking there is that you've got the city encapsulated by the county. I'm sure that, you know, that if something happens in one place, it's going to be affecting somewhere else. So the Baltimore County Aries is a new group, a new Aries group doing really, really well. Thank you very much for doing that and keeping things together over there here, folks. All right, I've got two more on my list, and then we're going to do alibis. I have Wayne, KC3OKD, and we got Alex, KC3LOY. Let's go to Wayne first, and then we'll go to Alex. So, Wayne, pass it to Alex when you're done. Thanks. Okay, if you spell Winlink phonetically, if you spell Echolink phonetically, it doesn't matter, and no one comes back, it's safe to go ahead and move on. Okay, so Echo Charlie Hotel Oscar Lima India November Kilo. Nobody heard. Okay, let's go to Alex. Alex KC3LOY.
Good evening. Thanks, Marty, for running that. It's Alex. I'm with the Harford County Aries and Races Group. Thought I would just check in. Don't have any traffic, but enjoying the net tonight. So I'll pass it back to you, Marty. I don't think there was anybody after me. It's KC3LOY, Harford County Aries Races.
All right, I'm going to go to back to Scott. Scott, I have not been looking at the text box. I've been moving along really steadily. Is there anything in the text box you think we all need to know about? I mean, other than what's already been mentioned, go ahead and let us know.
All right, good evening, Marty and everyone. I really don't have much here. One of these nights here, I'm trying to stay warm. And like I said, the Baltimore traffic net occurs only 145.33 repeater at 1830 local every day. And that will be the net control tomorrow night. And I'll be running my 296th Baltimore traffic net through two net controllers. So anyway, with that, KB3JQQ.
All right, very good. I want to thank all of you for hanging out with us and sharing what's happening in the section. This is the reason we're here. The reason here is to get the information quickly and accurately and get it disseminated out to our ham community, our fellow hams, and those people who have interest in participating or are wanting to get information out so participation can increase, like Bob on the DMR net and the net and the traffic nets as well. Bring your information and send it to me. I've got the section news. I know Chris is just no good right now. AB3 Whiskey Golf. Yes, I have section news. I actually started 2 weeks ago. I deleted things because last week the stuff had already ended. I had to take it off the section news. And I'm trying to put as much as I can for February and March on their tip. So if you have something, you need to get it to me before Monday, because Monday is a cutoff for me to take what I learned tonight here on this net and what you're going to give me. Okay? I want all the clubs members that are working with their amateur radio clubs, continue participation in your clubs. Those that are doing training and testing, continue to promote that. Here's a cheap plug for the ARRL. For those of you who want to be a member, I'm not pushing it at everybody. Not everybody wants to be. If you want to be a member, you want to have some benefits of being a member, or you're interested in those benefits, you can always contact me. But if you join the league as a member, I think you'll be very pleased with all the opportunities you're going to find there. That's all I have for tonight. We'll do an alibi. Do I have any stations that would like to report any more or another thing before we get out of here? Because I'm pretty much wiped out. Go ahead.
EOF.
Was that Sandy, EOF, Echo Oscar Foxtrot?
Negative. That was Kilo Delta 8, Papa Victor Foxtrot, KD8PVF. The handle on this end is David. And I'm located in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, Jefferson County. Go ahead.
Okay, I got a Kilo Delta 9, Papa Delta Foxtrot, David in Shepherdstown. Is that right?
That'd be negative. Kilo Delta 8, KD8, Papa Victor Foxtrot, KD8 PVF. Go ahead.
Okay, well, David, you're our DX station for this evening. What can you share with us here on the other side of the ridge?
Well, the only thing I've done is putting firewood away. I've been brushing up on my CERT training, the Community Emergency Response Team training. I've been doing that. I've been doing some online courses here on my own as far as preparations go and maintaining the homestead there. Go ahead.
All right, very good. Okay, we got some. Okay, thank you, Father Al's dropping out. YBQ, thank you, and any of the other stations, I want to thank you for being here. David, hey, listen, come back and join us here on the third Friday at 8 p.m. right here on this net and the linked repeaters. We'd really enjoy you come back and check in with us. How's that sound?
When did you say the date was?
It's the third Friday. So the third Friday of every month right here at 8 p.m.
Okay, I copy the third Friday, 8 p.m. on this frequency, correct?
Well, you're linked. You must be linked in. What repeater are you going through?
146730.
All right, that would be the Frederick repeater. Grab your pencil real quick because, you know, you can always get directly to, you're on Echolink. We've got several repeaters. We got one in Ocean City linked in. We've got one down in Anne Arundel County that's linked in. The Echolink conference node, the Echolink conference node is WASH_DC, like Washington, WASH _DC. And you put an asterisk at the beginning and an asterisk at the end. So the whole thing is asterisk, WASH _DC asterisk. That's the Echolink node that you're connecting, that they connected that repeater to. So you're on the net with us, okay?
Okay, I copy direct.
All right, very good. All right, everyone, I want to thank you all for joining and hanging out with me and the rest of the gang tonight. Please be safe, be well, be on the air. Looking forward to hearing from you again next month and look forward to getting the section news out, which is, by the way, if you're a league member, you sign up and then you go to your profile and you select what you want. Like, do you want satellite news, DX news? You want things about clubs, and one of those selections is local information, you know, the news that you see. If you sign up for that, and then you set up your email so it will forward from your call sign at ARRL.net to your local mailbox, when I send it out through the Maryland DC list server, which there's over 2,100 participating in that, which is almost every member in the section, you will get it in your inbox. Or you can go to our website, the Maryland DC section website, on the league website. You open ARRL.org. You go to the upper right-hand corner. You type the initials Mike Delta Charlie, MDC. Press the go button, and it should go right to that page. And as soon as I get the news published, I'll put it there too. Have a good night, 7-3s. Be safe. KB3MXM, good night. Hey, Scott, how many think we had tonight? All right, I count 53, and I'll compare that with my list. All right, everyone, you can turn off your recorders. The show is over.
Well, it looks like everybody just about disconnected, so I guess that's the next. KB3JQQ, 73, all.
KB3SWS, Pam, you still there? WB3KS.